Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 33 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I am entitled to have a happy life. Limitless bliss and joy are my birthright. I like it. I like it. This one is, I think, pushing us to build on what we've talked about for these past few weeks, the appreciation, the love, and then to like claim it and to realize that it is your birthright, that you don't have to expect. Like sometimes people will be like, oh, this is going well, but like the other shoe's going to drop. Like, no, we're not playing that game. We're not holding our breath. We're not waiting for the other shoe to drop. We know that life is going to ebb and flow, but that limitless bliss and joy is coming, is sometimes, you know, in our lives in a way that we have to kind of rest into and allow to flow. And I say that because sometimes I've heard people talk about, you know, I want high vibrations only. And I get that. Like I've done the Afrocentric psychology, understand the power of vibrations and frequency and all of that. But I also think it's real and honest that we not always be vibrating at a high, high frequency. And that sometimes we might have things that are lower frequency happening in our lives, but the work is to be able to get to higher frequency faster, back to it faster, not like avoiding the negative, but like that we've practiced working through and being in touch with the joy enough that even when times are tough, we trust that we'll get back to that joy and that we don't despair just because things are low vibrations for a moment or things that are tough for a moment, that we know that things will ebb and flow. And so to hold on to this idea that joy and bliss, that limitless joy and bliss is your birthright, can remind you that is due to you, that is, you have access to that, and to not assume otherwise, to not assume that the negative is what you should expect, that it's actually the opposite. And so one of the questions to ask yourself is, you know, what little things make you happy? What made you smile? Like to be in touch again, if you remember back when we talked about being grateful for the big and small, the same for the joy and the bliss, like what in small ways brings you that experience? And I thought about this. I have one of my kids, I have a great hugger. He's great. And a regular source of joy for me in my life are his hugs. Like I love to get his hugs. And I realize that it's not every day that moms get hugs from their teenage boys. And so I am deeply grateful that he still wants to hug me, sometimes even unprompted, sometimes just because he enters the room or I enter the room. And I'm trying to stay so present and soak up every bit of joy that I experience when he does that, because I know he won't be here in my space forever. And that's sad, but it's also what I'm here to do, is for him to launch. So it's sad and it's also joyful. And so when I get those hugs, I try to be in the moment, not in the future, but in the moment, and just soak it up and take it in. That is a moment of joy, a regular source of joy for me. Another regular source of joy for me is music. And I sometimes know that I'm struggling in life with balancing things if I don't slow down and pull myself into a good playlist, or, you know, I'm not exploring the new artist selection and figuring out, oh, I like this person or I don't like this person. Like that's sometimes fun to me, of just playing whatever the new music is on like a playlist and being like, oh, I like this, let me add this to my favorites, or I need to check out this artist, let me go hear what their album sounds like. Oh, I don't like the whole album, but I like these three songs. And so music brings me joy. And so that is a regular source of joy for me. I can kind of like what I call touch joy. I have been pushing myself and writing actually about this idea of touching joy daily. How do I do that? How do I, in the midst of everything that's going on, touch joy daily, really access it, feel it, allow myself to feel it, even if after I feel that hug, if we're getting literal, I got work to do, but that doesn't mean I can't slow down and enjoy that hug. That doesn't mean that I don't deserve that hug or that hug doesn't get to take up space in my life, right? And I'm just saying this because sometimes people think struggle is what we need to be or how we need to be. And I reject that because bliss and joy are my birthright. And so, yes, I'm going to struggle and sacrifice and push and fight for my own liberation and for the liberation of others. And I still get to feel joy. It doesn't mean that life has to be void of joy. So don't get it twisted that just because you're in the struggle that you don't take time to feel and be present in that joy. And work on noticing, like, okay, what brings you joy that's just kind of on the regular course of your day? Again, I can access a playlist. I can access a hug. You know, those are things that I don't have to pay for to get access to. And so identify a few of those that happen in your life that can help you see or feel that joy and bliss. And then also think about, are there moments where you felt that kind of freedom and you lost track of time? Like you were so locked in that you'd lost track of time and space. And like, I don't know, it doesn't even matter. I'm just here. I'm in this moment. And so what has that been for you? Like what activity were you engaged in? Who were you with? And for me, sometimes those are those moments where I'm on a hike, being in nature, or maybe like exploring an art museum or just kind of soaking in and learning or experiencing nature are the two things that came to mind when I thought about like, what are the times where I've just like lost track of time? Like, oh my gosh, that's 4 hours gone. Often when I'm reading, learning, writing, or just being in nature. So what are those for you? A couple activities for this week, if you're trying to practice, you know, what is it like to touch joy, is the book Jamila, who's the author of the book, talks about creating a self-love jar. And I was thinking about this as like a touch joy jar. Like if I know that I can touch joy, I have access to it more frequently when I'm listening to music when I love, when I'm taking time to touch grass, I'm in nature, I'm in the park that I live near, or I'm off at a more remote hike, or I'm in the pool experiencing some water. I'm a Pisces, Cancer. And so like, if I know that, I need to practice being in that, right? Just like if you want to build muscle and build strength, you got to do it over time. Same with accessing joy. You don't want to like keep it from yourself or like starve yourself from experiencing it and be like, oh, I can once this happens or when that happens. No, you can experience that bliss and joy daily. You can touch joy daily. You really can. And it actually might help you engage in the fight and struggle in a more loving way to yourself, really. Yeah. And then the idea of like coloring. Some people, they have adult coloring books now. You've probably seen those. For me, it's puzzles, just to like to have time to be present in something that I enjoy. I think the discovery and the hunt of a puzzle, of a good puzzle, of like finding just the right piece, it does something for me. And now that I'm even saying that, I have not engaged in my puzzle creating as much as I have some of the other things I talked about, like the music and the nature and the relationships, connections. And so even in just thinking about this week, I was like, oh yeah, I need to get back to that. I have a puzzle board, you know, which one do I want to work on? So again, this practice doesn't mean that we always have it right. Even engaging in the reflection can sometimes remind us, oh yeah, I need to pick that back up. Oh yeah, when I'm able to touch joy daily, I'm doing this more. Let me make sure that stays in my life weekly, monthly, right? That it doesn't fall off my radar to engage in. So I'd be curious to hear from you. What makes you happy? How are you touching joy daily? How are you affirming yourself? And how are you engaging in self-love and experiencing that limitless bliss and joy that you deserve and that you do have access to? I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.